receiving us, for receiving the European Union. We're very happy to be here in Villa Gashandica. Now, this is a very auspicious time because it coincides as well with the appointment of the new Minister of Defense. And Honorable Minister, congratulations for your new appointment. This is a very central, crucial role, and you have a lot of challenges ahead. But I think the most important thing, before I introduce our Deputy Secretary General, that I'd like to say, is that the European Union has been a long-term partner of Somalia. We have been here throughout the last 25 years, the very difficult times, and we intend to continue to be your long-term partner. We have been reliable over these years, and we will continue to support in what's a very important agenda of strengthening the security of Somalia, with the ultimate objective, as the DG said, of what we've seen in the neighborhood, of providing a better life for all Somalis. So if I can introduce our boss today, the Deputy Secretary General of the external part of the European Union.
High officials from the Ministry of Defense, Ambassador, General Addis, colleagues and friends, ladies and gentlemen. Quite an honor to be here today and to have participated in this ceremony inaugurating the new premises of the Ministry of Defense. And as the Ambassador, Ambassador Lorenzo, said, certainly we consider this ministry as a key element in the reconstruction of Somalia and bringing stability to Somalia, and a key role to bring also the oversight of the government, civilian oversight over armed forces. Mr. Minister, I would want to start by congratulating you on your appointment and to wish you all the best in these new responsibilities. And we certainly look forward in the European Union to work with you and all of your team. This ceremony could not be more timely. In fact, yesterday, the government, regional authorities, and key security partners convened at the Security Conference to agree on the urgent need to accelerate the build-up of the Somali National Army and to transfer security responsibilities now assumed by AMISOM to the Somalia Security Forces. The European Union fully supports this process as the main financial contributor to AMISOM, a key provider of training to the Somalia National Armed Forces, and a key partner to the police forces and in maritime security. Our relation with the Somali National Army is very close. Since 2010, our EU training mission has worked alongside the Somali National Army and trained a total of 5,000 soldiers. I am glad to count with the presence at this ceremony, as I mentioned before, of UTM Commander Brigadier General Pietro Addis. And I would like to commend his work side by side with the Somali National Army. As we had the opportunity to discuss yesterday at the conference, a professional and efficient armed forces require more than manpower and equipment. They also require adequate processes and civilian oversight that renders them accountable to the government and to the people they serve. And this is precisely the rationale and main objective behind this project funded by the European Union that brings us today here, to build the capacities of the Ministry of Defense so that it can fulfill its responsibility of civilian oversight towards the Somalia National Army. In doing so, the European Union expects to continue contributing to the reform of the security sector in Somalia. Security sector reform remains an absolute imperative if the government is to fulfill its core responsibility of providing safety and security to the Somali people. The recent operational readiness assessment of the Somali National Army has illustrated that positive progress has been made in a number of areas, but also that huge challenges remain and that the government has to redouble its efforts to address them. The Ministry of Defense will play a vital role in that regard. I would like to convey to the Somali people to the federal government and to the Minister of Defense in particular that the European Union will continue to support these efforts to build up a capable, accountable, and rights-based army, as well as to assume primary security responsibility for its own citizens. Minister, we, in this very interesting tour that we have just had of the premises, we have discussed about what the Ministry of Defense and these new premises will bring in terms of capacity for you to help you do the very important job that you're called for. I look forward to you. I have almost invited myself, but you have taken and pushed this invitation, so you've invited me to come back. I really look forward to coming back and to see in a year's time how all this is now working, all the classes and all the work that has to be done there to improve the quality and of the administration of the Somali National Armed Forces. And we really look forward to continue working with you. You have the EU's full support in this endeavor. We're partners and we're here to stay with you and at your side. Thank you very much.
Shaqaalaha wasaaradda iyo akhyaarta kale halkan joogta dhammaan, assalaamu calaykum waraxmatullah. Waxaan anigoo ku hadlaya magaca golaha shacabka iyo kan gudiga difaaca, sharaf weyn ii ah iyo farxad gaara inaan soo dhaweeyo waqtiga midowda Yurub ka socda munaasabadan dib loogu furayo xarunta wasaaradda gaashaandhigga ee villa gaashaandhigga. Waxaana jeclahay inaan si gaar ah uga mahadceliyo midowda Yurub maalgelinta mashruucan iyo kobcinta iyo kor u qaadista kor joogteynta madaniga.
On behalf of the Parliament and the Defense Committee, it is a great honor and personal pleasure to welcome the EU delegation to this marking occasion of reopening Villa Gaashaandhigga, the headquarters of the Ministry. I want to also thank the EU for funding this project to enhance civilian oversight.
Waxaan jeclahay sidoo kale anigoo ku hadlaya magaca gudiga inaan halkan uga mahadceliyo hay-adda NIS Foundation oo si dhow ula shaqeysa gudiga difaaca iyo wasaaradda gaashaandhigga. Gaar ahaan waxaan jeclahay inaan dhowr kelima ka yiraahdo safar wadajira oo xubno ka tirsan gudiga difaaca iyo wasaaradda ay ku tageen dalka South Africa taariikhdu markay ahayd 7-12 bisha Agoosto 2017. Safarkaasi waxaa suurtagelisay NIS, wuxuuna ahaa socdaal faa'iido weyn u lahaa waqtiga, waxaana ujeedada laga lahaa ee ugu weyneyd ay ahayd in waqtigeennu wax ka barto waayo aragnimada dalka South Africa xilligii kala guurka iyo kor joogteynta madaniga iyo sida ugu wanaagsanayd ee u wada shaqayn kara wasaaradda gaashaandhigga iyo gudiga difaaca.
I would like to also, on behalf of the Defense Committee, talk about the good work NIS Foundation has contributed to building civilian oversight, to take a note of the latest trip that NIS organized to go to South Africa for an exposure trip to show the impact civilian oversight has had in South Africa. It was a good trip, and we want to thank NIS Foundation for working closely with the Defense Committee of Parliament and the Ministry of Defense.
Waxaan rabaa ugu dambeyntii inaan ku soo gabagabeeyo mashruucan wuxuu ku soo kordhinayo gudiga difaaca ee aan hadda magaciisa ku hadlayo. Dhowr sanadood ka hor waxaan wada ognahay in wasaaradda gaashaandhiggu waxay ku shaqaynaysay dhowr qol oo ay ka deganayd villa Soomaaliya, qolal ku yaalla dhismo dhow. Maanta wasaaraddu waxay yeelatay xarun si weyn loo habeeyey, ayna u dhan tahay agabkii iyo tiknoolojiyadii. Tan oo kaalin muhiima ka ciyaari doonta habsami socodka howlaha kala duwan ee wasaaradda. Sidoo kale mashruucani wuxuu kor u qaadayaa in xiriir shaqo iyo iskaashi dhex maro gudiga baarlamaanka, wasaaradda gaashaandhigga iyo hay-adaha amniga. Iyo ugu dambeyn, mashruucu wuxuu albaab cusub u furay gudiga difaaca, golaha shacabka, gaar ahaan arrimaha la xiriira kor joogteynta madaniga.
talking about the program and the progress that has the Ministry of Defense has made. The Ministry of Defense headquarters used to be Villa Somalia, and it didn't have enough space nor interaction with the other wing of the ministry, that's the military. Now they have a space and are closer to the military folks to provide civilian oversight, that's the much needed, to expand and to fulfill the vision and the mission of the Ministry of Defense together with the federal government of Somalia. So we are thankful that this project has brought together both the military and the civilian wing.
Mudane Wasiir, waad masiib badan tahay adigoo wax yar magacaaban iyo dhismo noocaan ah oo wasaaraddii European Union Funds ay kuu kaalmaysay iyo iyadoo ognahay in security-ga ama nabadgelyada Soomaaliya la danaynayo in dib loo soo celiyo. Waxaan rajaynaynaa in laga faa'iidaysto dhismaha quruxda badan iyo qalabkan oo 24 saac shaqo ah. Idinkuna aada la wareegtaan hoggaanka dhismaha amniga Soomaaliya, dhismaha ciidankeenna iyo sugidda amnigeenna, sidaad ula wareegi lahayd wasaaraddan iyo qalabkan inay u noqdaan saldhig.
Minister, congratulations. You are new here and you got the opportunity to be in new offices and have the space to be able to do your work and fulfill your mission. We want you to take a lead, work 24 hours to bring the security and stability Somalia deserves and take leadership in providing and building the armed forces.
Conclusion, our commitment is that the Parliament Committee is planning to travel and meet with the Members' Committee, State Members' Committee, and conduct the awareness raising forums, which I hope EU intervention will assist us such activities.
Ambassador, honorable delegates, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I am delighted to welcome you together with my core staff and the Defense Committee of Parliament to Villa Gashandiga and to host the AU delegation that have come from far to be here today. So, I am in office for a few days as the new Minister of Defense. Nevertheless, I see the support from the EU delegation in renovating and rehabilitation the ministry, for making it conducive environment for the civil servants of the ministry who are here to work hard in bringing peace and stability in Somalia. The training center established for the ministry is crucial for the capacity building of my staff. The ongoing training enhanced the skills of the civil servants. The mood development plan is important, and we're looking forward for the new phase to commence. The project has strengthened working relations between my civilian and military wings of the ministry. This will help me fulfill my vision, which is to have an integrated, UNIFIL, accountable and able forces with the civilian oversight. The South African trip showcased the importance of the civilian oversight, and now the development of the Defense Act will be a crucial step forward with the assistance of the Defense Committee of the Parliament. EU and other partners This is the key priority for me. The ministry moving to its Villa Hargeisa headquarters demonstrates the improvement made in security. 2 years ago, this was not possible. I am committed to have transparent and accountability financial, logistical, and procurement system. For the need for this system is now vital. The current system we have are easily corruptible. We thank you for your support in the security sector by role reform. With the new biometric registration of 60 battalion in Villa Somalia, which from now forwarded will be paid electronically, we are looking forward to discuss how to take the process forwarding to other sectors. Let me take this opportunity to thank you for your support and for being here to see the impact of the project you invested in. Thank you very much. Ambassador iyo delegation kala la socda waa u mahad celinayna runtii EU waxyaaba halkan ka qabatay oo wasaaradda gaashaandhiga ay u qabatay waa wax macno weyn ku fadhiya macnaha uu sameyn doona wasaaradda gaashaandhiga qalabka halkan yaala dayactirka lagu sameeyay guud ahaan wasaaradda gaashaandhiga waxay wax weyn ka tari doonaan ama ay ka qayb qaadan doonaan hawsha u taala wasaaradda gaashaandhiga khaasatan dhinaca la shaqaynta dadka civilianka ah ama ciidanka iyo civilianka wada shaqadooda runtii waa wax lagu faano iyo in mashruuc halkan tayadiisi ay dhan tahay ay u dhammaystiran yihiin wixii qalab ahaa oo casri ah oo maanta loo sameeyo ama loogu deeqo dowladda Soomaaliyeed waa arrin aad muhiim u ah annaga dhinacana waxaan ballan qaadaynaa in qalabkan aan la dayacin xaruntan iyo qalabkaba aan la dayacin runtii arrintii kale oo aan rabo inaan ka hadlo waxay tahay soomaaliya burburka siduu u dhacay EU way saboorti garaynaysay dowladda iyo shacabkaba waxaa nalagu xantaa in waxaa naga soo baxa percentagekoodii aad ay u yaryihiin intana la geliyana aad ay u badan tahay waxaan rajaynaa arrinkaas isbeddel in la samayn doono sanadka 2017 wuu dhammaaday waxaan filayaa mar haddii laga hadlayo isla xisaabtan ama corruption in lala dagaalamo marka laga hadlayo laga hadlayo transparency accountability laga hadlayo waxaan u malaynaa isbeddel ugu yimid waxaan u ballan qaadaynaa alaabtan faraha badan oo lacagta faraha badan lagu bixiyey inaan la dayaci doonin insha allah laga faa'iidaysan doono wadanku wuxuu u baahan yahay human resource u baahan yahay dad wax bartay inay joogaan alaabta halkan aan ku soo aragnay waxaa lagu baran karaa wixii la doono waxaana loo sheegay contract in la bixiyey oo jaamacadaha ka mid ah halkan ay joogto si ay u barto shaqaalaha maadooyinkii loo baahnaa oo accounting ay ka mid tahay iyo waxyaabo kaloo muhiim u ah in wasaaraddii iyo ciidanku ba ay ka shaqeeyaan marka runtii mar koowaad iyo labaad iyo saddexaadba iyo waa u mahadcelinaynaa aad aad u mahadsantiin.